Bethany King of Madison is a small business owner whose enrollment in Badger Care proved a lifesaver this year when a previously undiagnosed condition sent her to the ER.
If I hadn't gone to the emergency room and I didn't have health care coverage, I don't know what would have happened to me, and I don't want to know. I want you to know that this happened to me and my family, and we're working people. And this is why Badger Care is such an important program.
Jessica Jaglowski of Milwaukee was among those at a press conference by the Save Badger Care Coalition.
Right now, we're in danger of losing Badger Care, and either because our income level will be just at the cutoff point, or there are possible other changes, which we are not sure how they'll affect our eligibility. If we lose Badger Care, our lives will be turned upside down. Since we won't be able to afford health care, we won't be able to afford insurance, and we won't be able to afford the cost of medical care without insurance.
A plan from the Walker administration would shift more than 200,000 Badger Care Plus families to less costly programs with reduced benefits, require Badger Care families pay a 5% premium if they make more than 150% of the federal poverty level, and drops people from Badger Care if they have access to affordable health insurance at work. Department of Health Services Secretary Dennis Smith got a grilling from Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee as he discussed details of the Walker plan.
You're saying 64,748 people, 29,120 of them children, won't be in Badger Care. That's your estimate of what's going to happen here.
Because they either have other insurance that is available to them.
You hope.
That exchange between Racine Representative Corey Mason and Smith. State Representative Tamara Grigsby of Milwaukee also questioned Smith.
So when they show up at the hospital in the emergency rooms, help me understand who is to eat that cost. Is it the hospitals that will have to do that? We certainly know it'll be the taxpayers and the people who are paying their medical bills. Are they to die?
Smith defended the Walker administration's plan, which will trim $554 million from state Medicaid programs.
It is very clear we will ask people to pay a higher percentage of the cost of their care that they would be responsible for than they are currently. But I think that is a matter of equity.
The Joint Finance Committee voted along partisan lines in approving the changes on Thursday, changes which must still be approved by the Obama administration. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.